Blog Talk Radio.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here, and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, 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 yeah.
This is Matthew Borlenghi, and I have been talking to you on Stardish Radio, the only radio as far as I'm concerned. You know what I mean?
Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming back to Stardish Radio on such short notice. We're run through the Blog Talk Network. Today is January 8th, 2009, and I'm having Bob Guinea come on because he's got a lot of stuff to talk about. Excuse me, I have a frog in my throat still. I'm still not over my cold, so forgive the way I sound. Also, exciting news, Kimberly McCullough will be joining Stardish Radio Monday the 12th at 10 p.m. Eastern, so make sure all you guys come and check that out. Bring in Miss Barb on the phone. You guys, if you have no sound, you might have to refresh your browsers. I know with the new setup, a lot of people have been complaining about that, so you might have to just refresh. Hey, Barb, you're on the line.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I am good. I just flew in the door and just in time to get on here.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. Which is normal. Oh, you know, that's normal for me, so.
Last minute Barb. That's what we got to call Barb.
2,500 things going on.
Oh, gosh. I know. Di is telling me I need to see another doctor. You know what? Truthfully, and not to bring anybody down, I still get, when I get sick, it tends to last a lot longer than normal people because when I went through my chemotherapy and all that other stuff, my levels never really quite made it back to the way they should be. And I had extensive radiation done on my throat. So it did a lot of damage to, like, my esophagus. So, you know, sometimes I sound like I got a frog in my throat. So it'll get back to normal soon. So don't worry. Thank you so much for the concern, though. I really appreciate it. Anyhow, I believe we have our boy on the phone. Is this my buddy, Bob?
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello. I love the way he says hello. I love the way you say hello.
What are you doing?
We were waiting for you, you know, just hanging out, chilling, you know. Bob Beckins,
I'm going to have Blog Talk Radio, baby, all day long. Let's dish.
You know.
Dish.
Let's dish, baby.
Let's dish, baby.
Let me tell you, Bob calls, I come running. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, not too much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you also and your lovely wife.
Yes, my beautiful wife. We both wish a very happy New Year, and we're both going to be on the air with you in a couple weeks here, so I'm very excited.
Oh, wow. I'm very excited, too. And you know what? I'm even more excited about Bob. Can I tell you?
Kimberly
McCullough. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm gonna be on the cruise with you, so you're gonna be doing a lot more hanging out.
That's
with
what
me.
I'm talking about. It's about time.
I booked my cruise. I'm booking my
you know
air
what?
Flight next week.
It would not even be worth it without you. So I am so glad you're gonna be on board this cruise.
I certainly am, and I cannot wait to hang out with my new BFFs, and especially Barb, who has, you know what, I mean, not for nothing, truthfully, without you and Barb, you know, pushing me, I probably wouldn't have gone as far as I went.
Well, I am so glad you're going to be on. Is Barb on the line? Is that Barb?
She is. Yeah. That is her. Yeah.
Hi, giggly Barb.
Hi.
Well, you guys are catching me. I'm getting ready to board the red eye back to New York tonight, and I just I told Barb today, I'm like, I would love to get on with Joanne tonight. So,
oh,
yeah.
Perfect. What time's your flight?
Well, it is at 10:15 LA time, so that's a couple hours for me.
Oh, okay,
so.
Cool. All right,
but,
very good.
Very excited to get back to New York with my girl, and and I'm very excited that you're coming on the cruise.
Oh, so am I. I can't freaking wait, man.
I'll tell you what, man. It has been so cool. And I got to say, for my girl Barb, who always goes above and beyond, you know, one of the things that she has recently done, which I think is huge, and which prompted me to, and this is why I'm calling, by the way. I called my good friend Jason Thompson and beautiful Kimberly McCullough because my girl Barb was telling me that there was a lot of chatter that people wanted to have a Scrubs event. And now, because Barb, my girl, gets on the horn and makes things happen, all of a sudden we got Kimberly McCullough on Stardish on Monday night, and we have we have a big Scrubs event on board the cruise, as long as we have some people who show that they really want to have it. So we're very excited, and I guess there was a lot of people who really wanted to have it, and so we decided to move the schedule a bit and try and make sure that we could accommodate what everyone wants to have on the cruise. So we're hopeful that it's going to be a big night.
Well, we have a ton of Scrub listeners in the chat room, so...
Very cool.
I mean, yeah.
I want to talk to each and every one of them individually and together.
There you go.
But, yeah, I'm so excited. I mean, I think, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do with this cruise, and this has been, you know, from the initial time when Live Nation first approached me about doing a cruise, and then when we got SoapNet involved and everyone else, was to try and make it a fan event and to try and make it something that proved that we were listening to the fans, which, you know, let's be honest, I think everyone wants to believe that everyone's listening to the fans, but we don't always know that they are.
Right.
And for us, we were trying to respond to what we thought was a specific need that was out there that we hadn't filled. And one of them was a Scrubs event. People were saying, you know, well, we got Jason and Kimberly, and you never have Jason and Kimberly in the same place. And it just so happens that they happen to be people that I'm close with. And I know a lot of people really love Kimberly McCullough but never get a chance to spend much time with her. And so as a result of what we heard was a need, we tried to fill it. So hopefully people will really respond and we can set up a separate event that will make them happy, because that's what it's all about. You know, I mean,
that's
especially
right.
In this time, I mean, it's a dark economic time. We get it.
Mm-hmm.
We know things are rough out there. And I think one of the biggest things that we want to do is make sure that everyone knows that we are trying to make this as exciting for them and as accommodating for them and as special for them as we can. And I think, you know, making a big Scrubs event is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got a question in the chat room. Is it a definite, or are they still looking for more attendees for this event? We want more attendees.
Well, yeah, we
want
the thing is this. You know, we had responded to early how we originally set up our events was we had responded to initial responses from people where they were telling us what they wanted to see, and then we had the Torsten K, you know, my good buddy Toast is releasing the children's book, and that was a big exclusive. But we knew that people really wanted to see some certain things, but. So we set up the exclusive events, and we made them so that they were unique events for our cruise. And what that entails is, you know, you have to go through a lot of hoops to rent rooms and to rent, you know, I mean, everything is an expense on a cruise. And thankfully, what we've been able to do is we've been able to kind of cut a lot of those expenses for the people that are coming on board. You know, we're having a couple nights which are open bar nights, because the only thing that costs money on a cruise is drinks. And
right.
So we're covering drinks. And we got a couple...
Yep.
Different things, but we have to kind of like carve out these events ahead of time. And in the initial, you know, emails we were getting from people, we didn't have a big push for an individual Scrubs event. And then most recently, we started seeing some chatter that people really wanted the Scrubs event. So I talked to Jason and Kimberly, and they were both like, you know what, neither one of us are necessarily singers or performers, so that'll be our performance. You know, we'll get together for our fans and we'll give something special. And it was more their idea, to be honest. I mean, it was more of them saying, you know, we want to do something special for our fans so they know we're giving the extra mile, we're going the extra mile. And but to be honest, with all the people that we have on board the cruise, we already have enough events carved out that, you know, we have the rooms rented that we can afford right now. So we do need to have a little influx of people to justify us renting one more room. And
that's
a big thing. You know, so I think we're not looking necessarily to capitalize on anything, more or less. We're just looking to make sure that we have the desire there to justify the expense. And
right.
Our big thing is, you know, the stars are all excited to be on this cruise, and it's going to be a big deal, and it's going to be a big deal for years to come. And, you know, the biggest thing that we can do is to make it as specific for the fans that are coming and to make it as unique for the fans that are coming than we can. And so, I mean, ultimately, they're going to see things on board this cruise they won't see anywhere else. And I know those Scrubs events are few and far between as well, so they're going to get a chance to see some of that too.
That's true. They really are. So you guys, seriously, that are out there and haven't booked, I mean, you know what? Just go to the website, work it out, talk to your husbands or your boyfriends or your girlfriends or whoever and tell them, you know, you got a birthday coming up somewhere around there. Tell them this could be your birthday present or, you know, an early Christmas gift, a real early Christmas gift. And, you know, I mean, make it into something, you know. And because honestly, you know, GH Fan Club weekends coming up, you guys pay so much more money to go to GH Fan Club weekend than you do on a cruise. I mean, seriously.
Well, especially considering, you know, all the food is free on the cruise. You know, for us, for the most part, your drinks are going to be free on the cruise. And really, it's more or less, you know, you can fly in the day of the cruise. You can get in. You know, the cruise doesn't leave until that evening. You are entertained from tip to tail, and we're going to make sure that it is stuff you will not see anywhere else. And then ultimately what it's going to be is one of those things where on the morning that we land back in port, you can hop on the plane and fly home. So hopefully you won't have any hotel expenses. That's the big thing. And then, you know, I think, you know, to be truthful, I mean, we all know that the economy is tough right now. And so our big thing is trying to pack as much value into these events that we can and to let everyone know that, you know, we hear them and we are listening and we're responding. And, I mean, I love my job. You know, I have the best job. I get to hang out with my friends, get to have fun and get to do things that I know make people, you know, feel appreciated and from my friends who are the stars on the show and feel appreciated from the fans as well. I mean, you know, there's so many fans that get a chance to have an opportunity to spend time with their favorite stars because of events like these. And these are the kind of things that are going to be the backbone of what keeps daytime alive.
Right. I'm telling you, it's definitely going to be an experience to be remembered. You want to take a couple calls, buddy boy?
Oh, you know I do, girl. Come on.
All right, let's go. Area code 818. You're on the phone with Mr. Bob Guinea.
Hey, Bob Guinea, how are you?
Who are we talking to?
This is Daryl.
Hey, Daryl. I'm fantastic. How are you?
Hey, man, I've loved you from The Bachelor the first season. I thought you were great. Then, you know, they gave you your own show. It was awesome. Then I just caught you on this Date My House show on TLC, which I thought you were really funny on.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That was a fun show.
And then, but listen, what's going on with your band? Are you guys going to play on the cruise, or what's going on?
Yeah, you know, well, the band from TV, my one band, is playing the Tonight Show on January 16th, by the way, so make sure you guys tune in for that. That's Hugh Laurie is the guest that night, and then he was joining us, and we're playing the show on Tonight Show. And then the Bob Band, Fat Amy, yeah, we're definitely going to be playing on board the cruise ship. And, in fact, tonight I talked to all the divas of daytime, and we're going to have some very special moments that we're going to have a special little divas of daytime moment, but we're also going to have Kathy Breyer singing Bend, which is one of my very favorite songs of all time that she's done, and a couple other great songs from Cassie DePaiva, and, of course, the beautiful Bobby Eakes, who, if anyone was down at Super Soak, they saw her do that Duffy song.
Oh,
which
great.
Is so great. And you know, we're going to do a bunch of really fun and unique things on board the boat that are going to be great. And then, of course, we're going to have a concert from my band, too, because my boys are traveling a long way from Detroit, and they deserve to play a little bit. So we're going to have some fun, and we're still working on getting my boy JT, Jason Thompson, up on stage to play with us a little bit, which I think we'll probably do. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, there's going to be some things on board this cruise that I think people are going to be shocked by. They're going to be unique moments, and it's going to be, you know, really casual, unique moments. They're not going to be things that are always going to be over-the-top announced, and, you know, they're going to be things that you're going to walk away going, man, if I wasn't here, I would have never saw that, you know, and I think that's going to be the kind of stuff we're looking forward to. But, yeah, we have a new album that we're coming out with for the Fat Amy, the Bob Band, and we're...
Yeah, where can
actually,
we get that album at?
Well, we're going to release it this year. I've been
looking forward to that for a while, because I've been expecting you guys to get it out.
Thank you. I've been a nightmare about it. It's my fault. You know, I got to the point where we did 9 songs for it, and I wanted to write 2 more songs for it. Actually, I wanted to write 4 more songs for it, and now I've settled with 2, and it's been my fault that we haven't gotten it out because I've been so busy I haven't finished the songs and finished recording the songs. But Andy Padlin,
you got to get back in there, Bob, and get it done. We've been waiting for that album.
We're finishing it, and we're getting it out, and we're going to do a couple shows with Uncle Cracker in this new year, which are going to be big, and going to be some really fun stuff coming up. 2009 is going to be a big year. So we're kicking it off.
All right, Bob Guinea. We love you, Bob Guinea. Keep it up.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, man. Later.
See you, buddy.
Bye. So, Bob, they're asking in the chat room, what do you want to get JT on stage for? I mean, people have to know. Jason Thompson knows how to sing.
Well, you know, Jason Thompson's a really good guitar player. And
okay.
You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, he's very quiet, very humble, and very modest. And, of course, you know, very good looking and a good actor, but he's also a really good singer and a player. So he's going to get up there and hang out with us a little bit. And, you know, I spoke with both Kimberly and with Jason about what they wanted to do for a Scrubs event because, you know, this whole thing was born out of us seeing that there was potentially some people that were interested in that.
Right.
And I asked him, I said, you know, if we're going to do this and if you guys are up for it, you know, we can announce it and we can see if the desire is there, and if it's there, we'll book another room for it. And if we do it, what do you guys want to do? And they're like, well, we want it to be kind of different. You know, we've only done a couple of these things, and we want it to be a little bit different and unique and special for the people that are on board the boat because it's a big deal. And we know Torsten's doing his book release. And so it's going to be a pretty unique moment, I think. And it's not going to be anything that's going to be, you know, ridiculous, but it's definitely going to be something that people are going to go, wow, I'm so glad I was there. You know, I'm so glad I was a part of it. And they're going to get to see Jason Thompson. And by the way, Kimberly McCullough is a fantastic dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's got a lot of gifts, and we're going to do some fun stuff with her, too.
If I'm not mistaken, I remember seeing something where Kimberly actually said she's got, like, a stripper pole in her house. Or
yes,
she said
it
at Super Soap Weekend. Yeah, so she does. She does the pole dancing, and they're asking me in the chat room, what is Jason a lefty or a righty guitar player? I have no idea.
You know, I don't know if he's lefty or righty either. I think he's lefty, frankly. I've never actually seen him play, but I've heard him play. And but I've never actually seen him play. I've heard some stuff that he's done, and
right.
You know, a lot of people probably don't know this, but Jason and I have a production company together where we've developed some shows and we've been pushing some things with a couple of mutual friends and things like that. So, you know, we have a really nice friendship, and he's a really talented guy, and I think. You know, aside from just being hot and all this other stuff that everyone thinks about him, he's actually a really talented guy. And kind of like Torsten and kind of like Cameron in that regard, you know, like these are guys that I've known for a long time. And they're not just good-looking dudes who are good actors on the daytime show, but they're also multi-talented guys who have a lot of passions and a lot of things they want to pursue. And, you know, it's tough to get Jason to get up there and bare his soul and start strumming the guitar, but that's my goal, you know. Maybe we'll do it at the beach party and we'll get him in a thong. You never know.
You know, I mean, and you know what, ladies, not for nothing. I mean, Jason Thompson is definitely somebody that I'm going to be definitely hanging out with Jason on this cruise. You know that, Bob, right? Because
well,
Jason
I will tell you this about Jason. He is a fun guy. We did a lot of the Fun in the Sun things together.
Uh-huh.
And that's how he and I became friends. And it was so fun because we would go on these things and we just got each other's sense of humor. You know, he's a lot more quiet than I am, clearly, but he understood everything that would come out of my mouth, and it became one of those things that I knew I had a friendly audience, you know, and so he and I would have so much fun together, and it would just be great. So, I mean, you know, I realize that it is an expense, and we're trying to make sure that everyone knows that the big thing is this is going to be something that we're building a brand that we want to be around for a long time, and so that's a part of that, and all the stars that are on board the cruise are a part of that, and we're going to try and really make it be something that is going to be around for years and years and years to come. And the way that we're going to do that is by showing how loyal our fans are and how loyal the stars are for being a part of it and for doing whatever they're going to do.
This is true. I mean, and you guys in the chat room, you know, everything costs money. The money that you pay to go on this cruise goes to pay for everything else. So it's not like, okay, let's go get on the cruise and everything is free, because it's really not, because somebody has to pay for it somewhere along the line. And that's what you're doing. And it's going to be so well worth the money regardless, you know. And if you can go to General Hospital Fan Club, you know, pay your airfare out there if you don't live there, pay to stay in the hotel for literally like 4 or 5 days, then you got to pay anywhere from $50 to $150 for an event. And that's usually only one actor guaranteed.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so that's
this is
like
gonna
a
be amazing.
Lot
you're
of
gonna
money.
Have, you're going to have 20-some people from across the board of the networks. They're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the other thing is, you know, our big thing, too, is we're going to try and make sure that, you know, value-added. I mean, this is a value-added experience. What we're going to try and do is make sure that everyone knows that, you know, what you see is not what you get. What you see is the beginning of what you get. The remainder of it's going to be so amazing, because we're going to try and make it just something that, you know, I mean, our goal is to make sure everyone's like, oh, my God, this was the best thing I've ever done in my life. I can't believe it. You know, gift bags and different things of that nature that we're working on that I think are really exclusive and really unique. And I mean, for me, I think, you know, the fact that Torsten Kay would want to, he is, you know, the epitome, in my opinion, of integrity and class and grace, and he's going to be on board the boat doing, you know, his book release for a book that will all go to charity. And I think it's going to be one of those things where, you know, worst case scenario, you show up on the boat, you get to hear Torsten Kay read his book to you that he's not going to read anywhere else. He's going to read it, release it, sign it, and you're going to have a moment with him that, you know, you're not going to ever have in any other situation or setting. That's going to be a big heartfelt moment for him too, because this is something that means a lot to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's one of my best buddies, and it's one of those things where, you know, to have a cruise, I mean, to be honest with you, it's like Super Soap Weekend has always been such a big joy for me because they're all my really close friends. And
right.
I have those same guys plus my friends from other networks on board a cruise ship, which is a smaller, more intimate experience.
Mm-hmm.
If people have liked Super Soap, they're going to love the cruise because it's going to be the same thing times 10. You know, it's
yeah.
going to be really fun.
I'm serious. Barb, tell them, because they're asking in the chat room about the refer friend thing, how it works. I mean, we explained it, but some people said they were confused. Like, I had gotten a couple emails from people telling me they were confused on how the whole process worked.
Okay, well, what we did was, you know, we realized that the economy is literally, like, stacking up against us to try and beat this cruise down. And I think the big thing is, you know, people are afraid to spend money, and I totally get it. And I am the same way. I mean, I think there's no one who's not feeling that way. But ultimately, it's like for the cruise, what we were trying to do was put people in a situation where if they had friends who also wanted the book, you know, they could, like, I could go on and I could say, you know, hi, I'm Bob. I want to sign up for the cruise. My friend Joanne from Stardust referred me. So she gets $50. Joanne, you would get $50 off on the cruise, and I, too, would get $50 off on the cruise. And if you were already booked, you'd get it on the back end. I'd get it on the front end. Well, the beauty of it was it wouldn't matter how many of my friends referred me. So if I was in a situation where perhaps I couldn't afford to go, I could only afford to pay $500, and the other $500 would have to come from somebody else. Well, if I can get 10 of my friends to come, I'm going to be able to cruise because they're going to cover my costs, and the thing is going to be beautiful, and it's going to be, you know, basically a four-day event, which is going to be all expense paid, because once you're on board the boat, you know, you don't have to worry about anything. We have our kickoff thing, which is we're saying we're so thankful for you being loyal and coming on board the Rock the Soap Cruise, being part of the Soap Nation Tour. So tonight, you drink for free. Well, you eat for free on a cruise anyways. So now the only thing that costs you money, you're getting for free. And then the second day, we have a beach party. And that might be a little minimal expense depending on where we're doing it, because we have a couple different places that we're kicking around. But it's going to be all the food, all the everything you can do. But then the next night, when we're finally on our way back, Sunday night, we're going to have another free bar thing. So it's like, really, you have one night where you have to worry about if you're going to be a big boozer. So
right.
I think the biggest thing to do is, you know, if you're going to be a big boozer, drink hard on Friday and Sunday and don't worry about Saturday.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Saturday
exactly.
night, go with iced tea on Saturday, and get your drink on Friday and Sunday, and all is good, because we got the bill. And
there you go.
I think ultimately, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I think you're going to be in a situation where instead of being with 50,000 people, you're going to be with about 500 people, and it's going to be on a really more smaller and intimate scale. There's going to be these exclusives that, you know, and I've had a lot of people asking me, you know, we're going to try and make sure. With adding the Scrubs exclusive, we're really trying to switch around the schedule, and that's why we're holding off on officially adding it until we know that people really want to have it, because we have our schedule kind of lined up. We don't ever want anyone who wants to be part of the Torsten Kay exclusive to miss out on the Divas of Daytime exclusive.
Right.
And nor do we want the people who are part of the Divas of Daytime exclusive to miss out on the potential Scrubs exclusive. So we're trying to make sure that people can go to all the exclusives. And in doing so, you know, we have to reserve different rooms and do different things. And as you said, there's always a cost involved. And so our big thing
you gotta
is
pay.
We're just trying to make sure that we have enough demand to justify saying, okay, we're willing to bite the bullet and let's make this thing a big, big, big success and build it to be a brand that 10 years from now we have to have two ships going side by side, you know?
Right.
And
so
that's the goal.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. I just lost my train of thought. I just turned blonde for a second. I'm reading the news.
What are you doing?
Oh God, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm trying to keep up with everybody in the chat room. Okay, they're asking me what is the cap on the people that you would need to book the Scrubs event.
You know, we don't know yet. I mean, for us, we don't know yet. We are basically taking into account that everyone who's already booked would want to come. And for us to really book another room, we would need probably another 50 or 60 people. I mean, only because we're going to have to double book rooms, and that's a big expense. And so for us, we're just trying to make sure that we make it, you know, worth its while. I do want to say, you know, the biggest thing for us is that, you know, so many of the stars on board the cruise are coming, and they're like, you know, listen, our big thing is we want to make sure that we want to have everyone be a part of this thing. And I mean, we would have never even announced a Scrubs event had we not seen people in the chat room asking for it.
Right.
So
now,
I
have to say something to somebody in the chat room. Claire Bear, you're
Thank
not
you.
Being used for tickets.
Wait, what's that?
She's saying that she feels the Scrub fans are being used to sell tickets. That is so not the issue.
I can see how you might feel that way. I mean, you know, but to be completely honest, not at all. I mean, you know, there's never been a secret that Kimberly and Jason were coming on board the cruise. So if you're a fan of theirs, I'm sure you would have booked from the beginning. The big thing for us was we had so many people requesting a specific Scrubs event.
Right.
And it wasn't initially part of something that we were doing. And the only reason why it wasn't something we were doing was because I was sort of doing like an informal poll, and it's my fault. I mean, I was sort of doing a little informal poll when I was down at SuperSilk as to what people would want to see on the cruise when they would talk to me after the shows. And,
mm-hmm.
And I knew we were doing Torsten's book release and things of that nature. And I had heard a couple of people say a different Scrubs event, but I didn't hear it enough to where I thought, oh, well, it must be something that we should definitely do a specific event for. And it was kind of a mutual thing through fans emailing the Rock the Soap site,
right.
as well as emailing Barb, and then also, to be quite honest, Jason Thompson, who had said to me, he was like, you know, everyone's performing on the cruise. What the hell am I doing that's special? And I'm like, well, you're coming, buddy. That's all, you know. He's like, no, but I mean, I'm not going to necessarily be singing. I might play guitar. I don't know. And he's like, what if we did a special event with me and Kimberly? And I thought, mm-hmm. and the stars kind of lined up at the right place. And I said, you know what, if the demand is there, we'll do it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I don't think you can use anyone. If they're really interested in coming to see Kimberly and Jason, they're going to come.
Right.
And it's not like we're jacking up the price on people if you want to come to a Scrubs event. It's still free. The
difference exactly.
is if you want to come to a specific event and we want to try and meet your need, then come. If you don't, then
exactly.
don't. I mean,
right.
at the end of the day, I can't force you to do anything. You know, all I can do is say, have fun, come on board, let's have a great time. And if you don't want to come, then don't come, but don't blame it on me. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, all I can do is make an event that is going to try and please as many people as I can, but I can't please everybody all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I am damn sure trying. So I think, you know, the big problem is I only have so many days on this cruise where I can book exclusive rooms. And to book an additional exclusive room,
right.
you need to have an additional amount of people that book, or, you know, I'm basically paying out of pocket to make sure you guys are having a good time, which I love y'all. And
right.
I don't need to make money on the cruise. I just need to make sure I'm not losing money in that I'm saying we have to have this event and then no one shows up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the biggest thing, to be really frank. I mean, you know, the
right.
economy is hard on everybody, but we're certainly not trying to hurt anybody's feelings or hurt
anybody. No, we're not. And you know what? We have someone, Dr. Drake is hot in the chat room. She said, Bob, we do appreciate the effort. And Claire Bear, I'm happy to see that you're actually going on the cruise. So,
oh, cool. Well,
Claire Bear,
I want to make sure that she knows. I'm assuming Claire Bear is a woman.
Is a one, yeah.
Well,
I guess.
By the way,
yes.
Claire Bear, I definitely want to meet you, and I hope that you have a great time. And I promise you, the biggest thing for us is to make sure that every single person that books on board this cruise has the time of their lives and understands that without you guys, we don't have a cruise. And then on top of which, we want to build something that's here 10 years from now. And I think what we're going to do with this cruise is we're going to really reestablish how much. I mean, for obvious reasons, both personally and professionally, you know, the daytime community is a big deal to me. And
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, for me, it's like I want everyone to understand, you know, the biggest thing for me is to make sure that the powers that be, which I know everyone always refers to them as the powers that be, I want
mm-hmm.
them to understand that there is a big demand out there for my friend and your favorite stars. And so, you know, all we can do is establish it over and over and over again and basically be as redundant as humanly possible in saying that look at all these loyal and unbelievable people who come to these events. And, you know, we're not gonna say, okay, you got to pay an extra $50 to come to the Scrubs event. We're going to say, no, it's free. Just book the thing and say you want it so that we can say, look how many people wanted the Scrubs event.
Exactly.
You know, you've got to keep Jason and Kimberly as a front burner storyline because even the side projects show how popular they are and how much they're loved. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, all these things, I don't know necessarily, to be completely honest, how much they pay attention to this stuff. But at the end of the day, I know it can't hurt. And I think
right.
that ultimately, you know, the biggest thing is to show a bunch of positive, excellent, and wonderful energy moving towards the preservation of daytime and making sure that daytime is a bigger and more, you know, incredibly justifiable part of the daytime schedule. I mean, you know, you're looking at right now, like the primetime schedule, they're all of a sudden the 10 o'clock hour doesn't exist anymore on NBC because they're going to give it over to Jay Leno, and that's a great thing. But, you know, that's original scripted programming that's not going to be on the air anymore.
Right,
and the last
right,
thing
right.
that we want, even though, you know, I mean, I want to see the daytime community last and grow and thrive.
Exactly.
You know, and so ultimately, come on board, say you want to be a part of it. We're already
mm-hmm.
assuming that the majority of the people that have already booked want to be a part of it. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, we have people that were just constantly emailing all the people through the website that they wanted to have a Scrubs event. Why don't we have a Scrubs event? Why don't we have a Scrubs event? So we're
mm-hmm.
like, okay, we'll have a Scrubs event. But in order to have it, we have to have enough bookings
to
justify another room.
Yeah, have people
that want
to see them.
Yeah,
well,
just let us know that it's there. We already assume that everyone that's on board the cruise would want to come, but we need to
right.
have yet another group of people to justify that expense. So show us the desire there, and we'll have it. And Jason and Kimberly want to have it.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? Not for nothing, too. I've been to some of these events where, you know, some actors – okay, when you have, like, an event where there's a certain amount of actors, they have them in, like, one of those hotel conference rooms, and let's say one actor is not as popular as the other, and they might be sitting over there by themselves for a little while before somebody gets to them, and maybe a little bit longer because there's some that are more popular. So you don't want I mean, not to say Kimberly and Jason aren't popular, because, God, they're General Hospital.
Oh,
they make what General Hospital is, but what I'm saying is to the people in the chat room, because Claire Bear said, it seems like we're trying to get additional bookings and we're only trying to recruit Scrub fans. No, we want to make sure that there is more than enough people to justify paying for another room for Jason and Kimberly to sit there. We don't want Jason and Kimberly in a room and not have anybody go to their event.
Well,
you know,
and frankly, I mean, also, you know, it is a huge expense to book an additional room.
Book another room. It's not free.
I mean,
right.
The last thing I want to do is have, I mean, you know, I went to all my friends, and no one is extraordinarily fired up to go on a cruise ship. You know, I mean, I've never been on a boat. I'm excited to take a cruise, but no one's like always like, oh, yeah, I'd love to go on a cruise and, you know, just constantly be working the whole time I'm there. That's not exciting
right.
for anybody. But when you ask it of your friends, the last thing you want to do is put them in an empty room. And
exactly.
I think the big thing for me was to make sure that that, you know, the ends justifies the means. And I think anyone who really thinks about it, who really truly thinks about it, is not going to think I'm crazy in saying that. I mean, ultimately, if you really think about it, if you really want to go into a room with Kimberly and Jason, you don't want to be one of four people in a room that seats 200, because you're going to feel bad for
yeah.
them, too. And
mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, knowing that, you know, if here's the deal. I mean, and this isn't for anyone in particular, but this is the truth. If the desire's not there, the event won't be there, and it's not going to hurt my feelings. It's not going to be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
We're still going to have an awesome cruise. They're
mm-hmm.
still going to have specific moments with everybody, and fine. So
that's
don't complain
it.
About it. It's either going to happen or it's not going to happen, and it's going to happen in a specific room, or it's going to happen on board the Lido deck or whatever you call it. I've never been on a cruise ship, so I don't know. But
right,
it's
right.
going to be a fun and wonderful experience, no matter who
Meet
you are, no matter
Lido
where you're
deck.
Coming from. But we're trying to respond. I think the biggest problem is, and this is probably something inherent, and I'll probably go through a lot of therapy for this over many years. But you know, the biggest problem is I try to please everybody all the time. So I hear chatter. Oh, we want this. So then I try to give them this, and then
right, right.
when I give them that, then they say, well, why are you trying to give me that? I don't want that. Well, you said you did, and then I end up on Prozac and freaking out. So I think
like
you know,
me.
Ultimately, I think the biggest thing and. And I don't mean, incidentally, I don't mean to you know, make light of Prozac. I know it's
You know what?
But
this
I just
want to
say, the only thing, this was born out of a very positive and extremely, if for nothing else, trying to accommodate everyone in saying that, hey, if you want it, we'll give it to you. And,
exactly.
And if people are going to complain about it, it's just that simple. We don't have to have it. We'll take it away, and we're done. And then you don't have to complain. But the awesome part is then people go, why didn't you have it? And then I can go, yay. So,
yay,
come on, I'm damned if I do it, I'm damned if I don't. It's 2009, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get off the hump. Either we'll do it or we won't, and everyone can decide for themselves.
I'm telling you. Bob, you know what I say? Let's take a friggin' phone call. Come on.
I'd love it.
Area code 623. Come on the phone with Bob and say something nice, or I'm hanging up on you.
They hung up on me?
Hello?
No, I said they better say something nice, or I'm going to hang up on them. Area code
623. No, it's okay. It's okay. Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hi.
Hi, first of all, I just have to commend you for this effort that you're taking. Clearly, you're very passionate about the project, and I've heard you a couple times really promote it, so I hope that, you know, this ends up being fulfilling for you later on.
Well, thank you.
What's your name?
My name's Cassandra.
Okay, Cassandra.
Hi, Cassandra.
Hi. So I was just wondering if you've, because I know that fans can kind of get a little overboard and over the top about stuff.
Sure.
And I just hope you don't take it personally, because I think ultimately everyone's just disgruntled about a lot of stuff. And so have you guys taken into account the whole economy and financial issue that's going on right now?
Absolutely.
Maybe.
I mean, I think that's a great question, and thanks for asking it. Yeah. I think, I got to say, honestly, this has been a huge learning experience for me. I'm just the host. I'm not the guy who's putting on the cruise, but I got so invested in it in that I wanted to ask all my friends to come because I wanted it to be a big success. So I asked people who don't normally do this kind of stuff, like Jason Thompson, like Kimberly McCullough, like Torsten K.
Torsten K.
Like Rebecca Buttig, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, let's be honest here. If this thing is a nightmare for the stars, who do you think is going to get it the worst? Hi, Kid Dynamite. I'm going to take it on the chin. My wife is going to be so upset, and all my best friends are going to want to kill me. So ultimately, you know, the big thing is to make sure that it's a really fun experience for the fans and for the stars. But, the economy being what it is, that is a horrible part. And I think the hardest part for me is the fact that a lot of people don't understand, you know, everything on board this cruise, whether it be the first night when you show up and we have an open bar for you, and when you're on a cruise, your average iced tea costs $6.
Mm-hmm.
We're basically saying to everybody, hey, you show up, you do what you do, and we're saying thank you for coming on board. Drink and eat. You know, you're going to eat for free regardless, but drink for free, too, and enjoy your favorite stars, because what you paid to get on the board this boat is the last dollar you're coming out of pocket for. And then on the night, and then we're going to do all these exclusives. The Torsten K book launch doesn't cost an extra penny. You know, none of these things. The only thing that might cost a little extra is the food and drink at the beach party, but that's just because we have to rent the space and we're trying to, you know, keep costs as low as we can to everyone. But then the last night on board the cruise, we're having this big concert, we're having all this awesome stuff, and it's free bar again. And I think what we're trying to say
is, you guys
is
are keeping the alcohol flowing there.
Well, you know, I'm not the kind of guy that needs to have booze to have fun, I'm not going to lie, but it sure helps. And, you know, ultimately, for me, if two out of three nights on board that cruise, you're going to have free drinks, that's not a bad deal. And I think and then we came up with a Refer a Friend program. I reached out to some really good friends at JetBlue. In fact, they're daytime fans. This woman is a daytime fan. Her name is Monica McNack, and who's a wonderful woman who I met through my dear friend Bobby Eakes. And I was, we worked out this JetBlue discount where we could get everyone a discount on airline fare and, you know, 10% off their lowest advertised airfare, which, you know, to some people, oh, what's 10%? Well, 10%, if it's a $100 airfare, that's still 10 bucks, and that saves you money. And so we've tried to do everything we can to really try and, you know, appease people who are coming in and wanting to be a part of, you know, the event, but understanding that the economy is hard on everyone. And I think, and in particular, you know, I know a lot of people are talking to me right now about the Scrubs event, and the only reason why we're really looking to have additional bookings to have the Scrubs event is because the economy also affects me, and it affects us. And as much as I love all the fans, I can't justify paying $20,000 out of my own pocket to make sure that there's a Scrubs event. And
right.
So we need to make sure that we break even. And that's the big thing. No one's looking to make a bunch of money off of it. And it's really one of those things where we're all trying to make it a true fan experience that we're saying, be on the ground floor with us and trust us and know that we're going to make this thing bigger and better and more incredible than you could ever imagine. And then next year, it's going to be even more awesome and it's going to be even more incredible. And the economy will hopefully have rebounded at that point, and you're going to think, wow, I can't believe what a steal I got last year. But ultimately, you know, the biggest thing is this, and this is truly how I feel. I don't want anyone to feel obligated to do anything. If you don't want to come, don't.
Right, right.
It's not going to hurt my feelings, and I understand.
I think that a lot of fans, they try to act like they're being forced to do something, and anyone who says that they're being – that they're being pimped out, so to speak, or, you know, excuse my language,
mm-hmm.
but they feel like there's no reason why anyone should feel like that. This is, everyone's adults. Everyone knows that once you give away your credit card, it's on you, that there's no obligation. And so for anyone to act like that, I think it's a little
irrational. You know, here it is. It's going to be basically a four-day weekend with your favorite stars, and
mm-hmm.
you know, you're going to be up close and personal with them, and if that's worth it to you, then pay for it. And if it's not,
you know,
then don't. We've already, you know, we're already at a point where we feel really comfortable with things, and we're just trying to make people feel a lot better about it. I mean, we're not at a situation where, I mean, this cruise is going to happen. It's going to be a big success, and it's going to be an even bigger success in the second year. So regardless of people who are on the fence right now, I don't mean this to sound in any way cavalier, but if you don't want to come, that's okay. Don't come. It's still going to happen. And
right.
mm-hmm.
and I promise you it's going to happen. It's going to be awesome, and it's going to be one of those things where you're wishing you could come. But if you can't come this year, definitely come next year. You know, we're not
mm-hmm.
we're not turning off anyone.
That's all.
But
right.
at the end of the
exactly.
day, you're not doing anybody a favor by making yourself miserable coming and complaining. I don't want any
right.
complainers. I only want
okay.
no haters allowed on this cruise. I only want people
okay.
to come
who
are coming to have as much or more fun than me. And if you can't come and have more
so
fun
true.
Than me, then you can't come.
I
will
don't know.
Personally
some video of you. I saw some video of you at Super Soap. I don't think anyone can have more fun than you. I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah, you know, it is kind of hard. I'm not going to lie to you. I won't do anything if it's not fun. And thankfully, I've been really blessed in my life. You know, I mean, I met and married an incredible woman, and she's my best friend, and you know, and we laugh a lot, and then I've made so many incredible friends, and my job, not just through ABC Daytime, I mean, that's not my only job, you know, I mean, I have a lot of jobs, it seems, I work a lot, but all the shows that I host and all the things I do through TV are all things that if I'm not having fun, I'm not doing them, and my biggest thing is kind of saying, you know, I'm not going to do it if I'm not going to have fun, because I'm too old to mess around and be miserable. You know, and so I've done that route, and I'm of the mindset where I'm going to have a great time. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to have a blast. And if you're with me, we're going to have a blast together, and we're not going to have anything to worry about because we're going to end up at the end of it going, what a great ride. I'm so glad I did it. I can't wait till next year. That's just the way
right.
I live my life, and that's how I'm going to keep it going.
Right. Very right.
cool. Well, there you go. All right. Well, Cassandra, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you. Good luck, Bob, and I hope you guys do have a blast on the cruise.
Heck yeah. Thanks, Cassandra. We will. And I hope you can come.
Oh, well, I can't this year, but I definitely will consider next year, and I'll definitely
awesome.
Support you.
Well,
yeah.
Get in early on the sweepstakes for next year, because we're going to launch them immediately after this cruise. So we're going to make sure it's going to be a big, 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 big deal.
It's a good name for me.
You got it.
All right. There you go. Thanks, Cassandra.
Bye.
Bye. So you know what, too? People have to understand, too, Bob. In order to make the economy go around, you have to spend money. You know, I mean, you might not want to spend money, but that's essentially you have to do it. You know, people have to keep putting money back into the world. You know what I'm saying? So it's helping
yeah.
everybody one way or the other, you know?
Well, you know, I mean, it's hard. I mean, like I jokingly said it this weekend, I went shopping and I was like, you know, of the mindset of I'm going to contribute to the economy. And, you know, I mean, it's hard because, you know, I'm from Detroit and
mm-hmm.
I'm from the Midwest and, you know, I was my class president. This is maybe something a lot of people don't know. I was my class
right.
president and I have a class reunion coming up, and I'm still actively involved in planning it, even though everyone thought I wouldn't be, which I love.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's trying to make it affordable for a bunch of my friends who, you know, work on the line at Ford or work on the line at Chrysler or work on the line at GM, and now they don't have
mm-hmm.
jobs. And
yeah.
And I'm thinking about them. I'm not thinking about, you know, me because I live in Hollywood and all this crap. I'm thinking about
mm-hmm.
what's really going on in the real world and who my friends are. And I think ultimately, you know, it's trying to make something be an experience that you can still have and still enjoy, mm-hmm. that hopefully is still affordable for as many people as it can be. But, you know, if it's not this year, it will be next year. And our big thing is this is going to be the year that we're going to make a mark on this daytime community, and we're going to say, you know what, if Soap Nation Tour is going to be what's going to preserve daytime, then we're going to say, you know, here's our stamp on it, and here's why we're going to make this a big deal, and here's why you guys are going to see everywhere across the board, whether it be ABC, NBC, CBS, SoapNet, whatever mm-hmm. it is, that,
right.
you know, no matter how many fans come, I mean, there's still,
right.
there's already a lot of bookings, but it's like whether it's 500 or 2 million that want to come on board this cruise and we're turning them away in droves, we're going to show them that, you know, this is going to be a big deal and it's going to be a lot of fun. And you guys are going to wish that you had events like this every month for all of your favorite stars and for all, and but we're going to show them. You know, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away the farm, and we're going to make it exclusive, and we're going to make it be unique. And if you can't come, that's okay. We understand. Mm-hmm. Come next year. Mm-hmm. Start saving now, and we'll make it even bigger and better next year. But this is how we got to kick it off right now with nothing but positive energy. So
I completely agree with you, darling. I do, and let's go to another person here that's going to pep stuff up. Actually, you know this one very well. Kimmy.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
So good to hear from
you. I'm getting a little upset with all these people back.
No, Kimmy. No more talk about that.
Positive.
That's right. I appreciate the support, but you know what? I think even the folks that you know, if they're bashing, it's not really bashing. I mean, they're more upset because they don't want to feel like they're in a situation where something's going to happen and they can't be a part of it. And I totally get it. And I think ultimately, you know, the big thing is we're all, and this goes across the board. This is for my cruise. This is for Cameron's cruise. This is for any event that comes up on Soap Nation Tour. What we got to do is we got to all stick together, and we got to understand that, you know, all we hear about all the time are cutbacks and this and this and this. But as long as the desire is there, and as long as we're all on the same team, this thing's going to work, and they're not going to take away your favorite shows. So I think that's the biggest thing. So we're all on the same team. So at the end of the day, if you can't come, it's okay. But don't, you know, let's try and keep it positive, and let's try and work towards.
I'm coming, and I'm very excited about it. So.
It's going to be awesome. I mean, you know, well, as I'm sure you know, and I know you're excited, Aiden's going to be DJing his own party, and that's going to be a big deal. And maybe Aiden and I will even do something together, and we'll get you up there, so that'll be fun. It's going to be so loose and fun and cool.
I'll really enjoy that.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, are you happy now, Kimmy? You got to talk to your boyfriend.
Yes, I'm happy now. Thank you, Bill.
I love you, Kimmy. Thanks for calling.
Love you too, Bob. Take care.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Area code 209, you're on the phone with Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hello, who's this?
This is Kim. I actually run the Scrubs board.
Hey, what's up, Kim? Nice to meet you.
You too.
I just
want to thank you for at least trying.
Thank you very much.
And have you thought about, because us Scrubs fans, we spend quite a bit to see them, you know, in New York and whatever. Have you thought about charging, you know, the ones who have already, you know, bought their tickets?
No, I haven't. And I got to be honest with you, I think the biggest thing for me is, and I appreciate what you're saying, and I think the biggest thing for me is I want everyone to know that I don't want anyone to ever be penalized because they booked early. You know, I want them to be rewarded for that. And I think ultimately, for me, it's like, you know, be on board with us. You know, be our friend. Be somebody who's on board with us right now in the beginning, and you're going to be someone who's going to get even the more cool stuff than someone who comes on late. But even those people who come on late are going to get great stuff. And I think from the mindset of the Scrubs board, you know, I just talked to Jason today, and we were talking about it, and he was like, you know, he goes, he basically said to me, he's like, this is going to be our special contribution to the cruise because we want this cruise to be a big success and we want to be a part of it. But, you know, Kimberly and I aren't singers. And it's funny because Michael Knight said the same thing. You know, I'm not a singer. What can I do? And I'm like, you're such a talented guy. You could do a million things. And the same thing goes for Jason and Kimberly. And I think, you know, for you, you know, you run the Scrubs board, so you know probably better than anyone how much was going on about, you know, oh, we really want to have a Scrubs event. We want to have a specific, and it was such a flattering thing, frankly, that anyone was even talking about the cruise. So thank you for that, for supporting that, and for encouraging that on the boards. And you know, this is a response to it. And ultimately, we want to do something regardless of whether or not we have another million bookings or not. But to have a specific room for it is really the defining factor. We can't afford to have a specific room for it if we don't have a certain number of additional bookings, because it just costs us additional money. And as of this point, we're trying to make sure that we don't charge anyone anything for anything additional. And
right.
I think that's the biggest thing. We want to make sure everyone has the best time they can have and just really sees that, you know, this is a true fan event. This is not a fan. It's not something else cloaked as a fan event where we're trying to sell things, or we're giving away the farm. I mean, we're giving away a gift bag full of stuff that is like, here, take it. We get it. You know, we understand the economy's tough. And you know, I mean, and that was a conscious decision that we made, because we wanted to make sure that everyone knew that we totally understood where they were coming from. I mean, you would have, and I'm sure you running the Scrubs board, you can appreciate this. Kimberly, Jason, Kathy Breyer even said to me today, we are so lucky to have jobs. We are so lucky to be in a situation where we're doing what we love for a living. And at the end of the day, we want to be there for our fans. And I mean, that's the kind of thing that, honestly, you know, I mean, Barb knows this, and some people on the board know this, but I was signed to record deals from the time I was in college all the way through, long before I was ever on The Bachelor. And then all of a sudden I was on The Bachelor and I had a record come out, and I was the guy from Handing Out Flowers who all of a sudden thought he could sing and has a record coming out. And it was the opposite type of thing, which is what got me so passionate about daytime. You had so many talented people who had done so many things before they were on General Hospital or All My Children, but they were known for those things, and so no one realized they did all these other things as well. Mm-hmm. And they appreciate their fans knowing that stuff. I appreciate my fans knowing that stuff about me. And you want to give back, and you want to be a part of these events that say thank you. And, you know, if my spending time – if Jason Thompson spending time with some people who truly appreciate his work is gonna prolong his life as an actor and really enrich his life as an actor and as a person, he's going to do it in a second, because that's the kind of guy he is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of people that we're dealing with here. I mean, everyone on board this cruise is a personal friend of mine, and they're excited to be here. So, I mean, I know you know it, having run the Scrubs board, I'm sure you see it probably more than anyone. There are so many people that are so passionate about these fine actors and what they do. So,
well, definitely two of the most accommodating people around that I've ever met.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I got to say, I saw some emails come to me a while ago about the band from TV, which is, you know, we're doing so much with the band from TV, which is my band, which is with Hugh Laurie and Greg Grunberg and James Denton and Jesse Spencer and myself, and sometimes Terry Hatcher sits in with us, and Rebecca has sang with us before. But I got to say, honestly, in prime time, it's not as common to
mm-hmm.
see events where they shake hands and hang out and talk to their fans. And the daytime community is, the stars of the daytime community are so giving, and so they want to be a part of that with their fans, and they want their fans to know how much they appreciate them. And that's what I love about the daytime stars, you know? I mean, whether it's Cameron Matheson, who, of course, has his own cruise, or whether it's you know, of course, I always think this about Rebecca Budig, because she's so lovely and wonderful. I've heard she's just a fantastic person. But, you know,
she's a great
singer. Yeah, she's a great singer. But whether it's, you know, Aiden, or whether it's Jason or Kimberly or Bree Williamson or whoever, you know, they really care, and they want their fans to know that they appreciate them. And I think that's Kelly Monaco. You know, I mean, I never really have told this story before, but a couple years ago at Super Soap, there was someone who was trying to meet Kelly, and Kelly was with a group of people who just sort of blew past this person, and it really hurt their feelings. And I happened to meet this person out front of the boardwalk at Disney World, and it affected me. And so I mentioned it to Kelly the next morning, and we went and found that person. And Kelly spent like 10 minutes with the person and talked to him, and it was like, you know, I loved seeing that. And it was like, whether it be, you know, the biggest stars of daytime, you know, Anthony Geary, or, you know, someone who's brand new on the canvas, they're the same. They appreciate their fans, and they appreciate that their fans appreciate them. And that's
yeah.
the beauty of an event like this. This event is about the fans, and it's going to be an experience that people are going to never forget. And hopefully it's going to be one of those things that's going to build into a brand that will be around 20 years from now. So anything you can do to help us on the Scrubs board, please do let them know that this is a direct response to the emails we got on the site and the emails that we had been receiving saying that they wanted a specific Scrubs event. And it is certainly not an attempt to capitalize on anything because it doesn't affect my bottom line at all, other than if I book an additional room and no one shows up, then I feel like an idiot.
Well, even if it doesn't happen, you know, I'm still looking forward to the cruise and can't wait.
Yes, thank you. And that's the attitude I love to hear. You know, ultimately, it's going to be a great experience for everyone regardless. And, you know, we're still going to try and do something. I mean, regardless of whatever happens, I think the biggest thing is, and it's not just, we're not just looking for Scrubs fans to sign up right now. We're looking for everyone to sign up. If you're
mm-hmm.
on the fence and you've been thinking about it and this is something that you want to do, you know, all these exclusive events still have room. Torsten K still has room. You know, everyone still has room to get into their exclusive events and be a part of it and ultimately share an experience that is going to be so up close and personal that you're going to be pinching yourself half the time, and then it's going to be so casual and yet still organized. Like, I want to make sure that everyone understands it's still going to be organized like Super Soap, but not so organized that they're always two arm's length away. It's going to be really personal and casual and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole point of it, to me, is a little bit of a breakdown of the normal structure of those events and a little more casual and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm a complete idiot, so you never know what's going to happen when I'm out there.
Mm-hmm. Can't
be
that.
I'm a loose cannon.
Okay.
But thank you very much for calling in.
Well, thanks a lot, and I can't wait to see you in March.
I can't wait either. It's going to be awesome.
Right. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bob, this is going to be so much fun. Barb, I can't wait.
I know. What do we have, 2 months, 10 weeks or something?
Di had it written down in the chat room, 2 months. She had it down to the day. What is it, Di? She's got like a calendar going, like a little clock ticker. 2 months, 11 days, 15 minutes, I don't know, something like that. I don't know. She's got like the whole thing figured out down to hours and days and so on. But, yeah, so, I mean, guys, go to rocksoap.com, refer your friends. Let's get this going. I mean, and again, I mean, we kind of emphasized today on Scrub fans because of the demand. And you know what? It's not just Scrubs. We want everybody.
That's right. I mean, the big thing is, I mean, for me, it's you know, to understand the only reason this event was just announced was because the email response was overwhelming. So,
mm-hmm.
If you want to sign up, do. If you don't, don't. And we totally get it. And ultimately,
and
it's going to be a
pictures.
Blast regardless. So it's not life or death here. This is going to be an absolute blast, and it's going to be – this is too much fun. I mean, there's enough heaviness and enough seriousness going on in the world
right.
to have any negativity, and I refuse to have it in my life. So ultimately, if you're coming on board the cruise, you're coming to have fun. And
right.
I'm of the mindset of the shut up and have fun mindset. So
mm-hmm.
we're gonna come on board the cruise. We're gonna have a blast, and ultimately, you know, whatever events we don't have this year, let us know about them.
That
Rock the Soap 2 is coming up 12 months from now, or whatever it's gonna be, and let us know what you want to see next time. And when I give it to you, please let me know that you either want that or you want something else, because we're gonna make this as fan responsive as we can. It's gonna be as interactive as humanly possible. And that was, it kind of was born. Eden Regal and I have a cooking show together, and we
mm-hmm.
did
cooking
it as
to
an
get
interactive.
Lucky.
Yeah, cooking to get lucky. We did it as an interactive cooking show because we wanted to interact with people. And
right.
And the cruise, you know, in a way is we're trying to make it an interactive cruise. We want to know what people want, and we want to try and give it to them. And so,
right.
You know, at the end of the day, whether they want it or not, they're getting my talk show because I love it.
There you go.
Cute.
I mean,
but,
seriously.
But they're also going to get some really cool side stuff that they say they want.
There you go.
I'm not talking about the menu, though. Like, if you want, you know, if you want fish tacos and I don't have fish tacos, please don't be mad at me. But
seriously.
Ultimately, we're going to try and make it fun and have it be an absolute blast.
Right. All right. Well, you know what? Kimberly McCullough is coming on the show Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern time. So you guys come back.
Is that going to be the first time you've had her on or no?
This is the first time, and she's
oh.
never done a Blog Talk show. So, Rogers Radio got the exclusive thanks to who? Bob, Ginny, and Barb.
I
so,
know.
Don't go hating on my peeps because I'll be pissed. Okay? Okay. Here we go. So, we're going to exit out of Stardish right now with another fine guy that's coming on the cruise, Mr. Brandon Barash. But I want to say thank you to my buddy Bob and Barb for coming to me and getting this on the air. And you know what? I'm going to have fun.
We're going to have an absolute
no,
blast. I'll tell you what.
We're going to have a blast.
If you can't make it this year, if
next
you can't make
year
it this
year,
I'm so sorry you can't make it. But for whatever reason, if you can find it in your heart to make sure that everyone knows how great of an event you think it is and that you want to come next year, that's better than saying, because I can't come, it must suck. It's going to be an awesome event, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And we are working right now on the grassroots of the preservation of daytime. And daytime community is going to be stronger and more powerful and more viable because of these fan events. So
that's right.
Keep them going, and I promise you the biggest thing from us, well, I can't speak for anyone else. The biggest thing for me, any event that I'm a part of, is going to be we're always going to have a charitable aspect to it. We're always going to give some stuff to charity, which we're going to do on Boy Rocks Hope as well. And we're always going to try and make it be as value-added as humanly possible so you're paying less for the events you're getting as opposed to having to be nickeled and dimed to death for crap that, you know, that you should get anyways. We're going to try and make this be an awesome experience that you're going to, at the end of it, you're going to go, oh, my God, I can't believe all that only cost me this, as opposed to, wow, it was so expensive, and then I had to pay this, this, and this. You know, we're going to try and make it be as awesome as we can and make it be as fun as we can and make you want another one so bad that you just can't take it. So
that's right. And you know what? When the day is over and the weekend is done, for those of you that didn't go, there'll be pictures, and then you'll want to go next year. So.
That's right.
And you know what? We're all one team. At the end of the day, we are all one team, and we got to make we got to make sure that
all
the powers that be. And I'm not talking about, I'm not talking about just ABC daytime or CBS daytime or NBC daytime. I'm talking about the people above them. You know, they've got to know that this desire is out there for these incredible actors and these incredibly talented people to keep on coming. So that's the big thing.
I'm telling you. Well, darling, thank you so much for coming on, and I can't wait to see you in March.
I know. I'm so excited. Thank you all.
I can't tell you.
Oh, well, thank you all who have booked already, and thank you all for who are going to book, and take advantage of all the incentives that, you know, we have, the referral friends, the JetBlue thing, if it works for you, whatever. And if it doesn't work for you this time, make sure it works for you next time, because we are going to have a blast.
That's right. Absolutely. Barb, thanks for coming on and setting this up. And Bob, thanks so much. And give my best to your lovely wife. And be safe on that plane. And everybody, go to rocksoap.com and book the damn cruise. Come back tomorrow night for the weekly wrap-up. And don't forget to come back Monday for Kimberly McCullough. How about that?
All right, party people.
All right, let's dish, baby.
All right, see
you,
baby. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Hey, everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.